BBC, Holby City, starring Leila Ruiz as Sahira, Edward McLean as Greg, Guy Henry as Hanson, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy. Here and Now by Matthew Bardsley. Previously.
If you were bi, you could try both. Don't you see? You don't know what you want.
I don't suppose there's any possible way I could persuade you to return to Holby, Dr. Petrenko.
You want to see if he's still got a place for a Ukrainian emo with an attitude problem?
Turn around.
You're in Sydney.
Apparently not. I have had too much to drink.
Revenue streams, league tables, usual managerial claptrap.
And, of course, the chance to mould young minds in your own image.
Thank you.
For what?
For making me remember who I am.
Sahira kisses Greg.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Sahira.
This space is only just starting to reach its full potential. Our mobile cardiac trauma unit is going from strength to strength, and we're on the brink of securing funding that will make us one of the leading hospitals for teaching and research in the country.
Very well, Sir Fraser. As a courtesy, I will consider your offer until close of play this evening, but I can assure you my answer will be no. I've no intention of leaving, Holby. Our work here is just beginning.
And disengage.
Sasha, what have we got to be coy about?
Out here, we may be a couple who've just returned from the most amazing Christmas in recorded history. Okay, young-ish, happy and very much in love. But in there, we are colleagues. We are professionals.
Oh, you're right.
However hard it may be, we must resist all urges for public displays of affection.
I'm very dull.
Well, in fairness, neither of us exactly been starved of affection lately, have we?
We really have to get back to work.
I'm afraid
we do. Dan's on the Keller ward.
So is he a fairly unpredictable chap by nature?
When he was a colt, he was a bit hot-headed, but now Niven's one of the gentlest boys in the stable.
So what happened to set him off this morning?
Sometimes it's the strangest thing. I've seen normally placid horses rear up at the sight of their own shadow.
And you were standing right behind him?
Yep, in exactly the wrong spot. I think I'd know better by now. I've been a breeder for 15 years. Entirely my own stupid fault. Is it broken?
Well, it feels like there might be a fracture, and given your history of weak bone formation, I'd like to do an x-ray just to make sure. Could we get Mrs. White's leg x-rayed as soon as possible, please?
Sure, Mr. Hamilton. Bugger.
Is there any particular reason you're looking at me like that?
Like what? Well, just... I was speaking to one of the nurses on AAU, and she said Sister Williams is back today, and I just wondered... Are you okay? Because when I split up with my last boyfriend...
Thank you for your concern, Lakey, but I assure you I'm absolutely fine.
Lakey walks off. At the nurse's station, Greg sits in the seat next to Sahira, who keeps her gaze firmly on her computer screen.
So, am I allowed to talk to you, or is that off limits?
Greg, please.
Only given that we work together, it might make things a little tricky.
What do you want me to say?
I want to talk about what happened, or didn't happen.
Look, I have a husband, I have a family.
Miss Shah, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Hanson, what can we do for you?
I was hoping the two of you might be able to furnish me with a full debrief.
On?
The members' dinner. I don't need a blow-by-blow account, but the salient moments. Would you consider it a success?
I was just there for backup, really, so...
Definitely everyone seemed interested in the cardiac trauma unit, and signs were certainly encouraging, investment-wise.
Excellent. And was the evening tolerable overall? In my experience, a room full of pompous surgeons and mediocre wine can be a combustible combination. Did everyone behave themselves?
Cardiac trauma unit patient on his way in, 5 minutes RTA. Chest and abdominal trauma.
Right. We'll speak later.
The x-ray's showing weak bone formation, but the good news is there's no renewed fracture.
So I can get going? Oh.
The pain's not just in your leg, is it?
I must have bruised a couple of ribs when I fell.
Dan feels her side.
Ow!
I'd like to get one of my GS colleagues to take a look.
Oh, I'm sure there's no need. I'm a tough old girl.
I'm sure you are, but there's no hurry, is there?
Well, actually, yes, there is. I need to get back to Niven as soon as I can. The vet will be there any moment.
The vet?
He smashed one of his forelegs against the front of the stall. We think he might have broken it.
You should have brought him in. We'd have done you a two-for-one deal.
If he's broken his leg, he'll be put down.
Of course. Right, could you organise a GS consultant as soon as?
Chrissy is standing behind Dan.
Excuse me.
Smiling, he approaches her.
Chrissy.
She nods, then he kisses her awkwardly on the cheek.
Apparently I'm on gala today. Something to do with the overspill on AAU.
Great. Perfect.
OK, thanks. CTU reports the victim's stomach has distended. A passerby affected a primary chest survey and released air from the chest cavity.
Passerby? It's not exactly in the first aid manual.
Yeah, probably an off-duty medic. Let's hope a good one.
You ordered a fast scan?
Yes, and an on-call anaesthetist. You know what? I can do this. There's really no need for you to be here.
Why don't we wait to see what kind of state the patient's in before we decide whether or not you should fly solo?
His name is Malcolm Waller. All drips are in. Needs a chest drain.
You the passerby?
Yeah, I was just coming in to get my results.
Test results?
Assessment results. I'm Jez. I'm an F1.
Well done, Jez. Looks like you saved this man's life.
What is this? Hartman solution?
And plasma expanders.
Ah, the old bottle pourer trick, eh?
Lucky for him, he crashed outside the offie in Wall Road. Two for a fiver.
Nice job.
Readings?
Dad. Pulse is 100, BP low, 65 over 40. What? Relax, Mr. Waller.
No, Sadie, you have to go. You'll miss it. Go!
Just Mr. Waller.
She was in the back seat. Possible wrist fracture.
Can you take Miss Waller to ED?
Me?
Yes, and then you can go back to your patients list.
I'm not leaving my dad. The phone's here.
There is nothing that you can do for him, please. Just let us help him.
Jez, do you think you could...
Take her down to A&E? Sure.
Cheers. And by the way, best of luck on your F1s. By the look of things, you won't need it. Can't get rid of me that easily.
OK, so the slice and sew can wait. The sebaceous cyst is on OBS. The urinary tract infection results are pending. Oh, and then there's the head transplant patient in bed too. Frida? Frida? What did I just say?
OK, so could you repeat it?
What is going on with you today? You're like a zombie.
I'm fine.
Hey, where'd they park my overflow BDE patient?
In the back corridor, and he ain't happy about it.
Well, it's bile ducts for you.
You are supposed to be on killer.
Well, what can I say? Just can't keep away from your sparkling personality.
He's covering for Luke. Mm.
And not only do I miss the cut and thrust of AAU, as your supervisor, I wanted to be around when you opened this. It's a moment we've all been waiting for.
You don't expect me to open this here?
I do.
Bye. F1 results day. No wonder.
Yeah. Will you take Sadie to A&E, Mr. Douglas? What am I now, a porter?
I don't need you in theatre with me, okay? It's not a big deal.
Oh, isn't it? Well, not to you, maybe. But I need to know where the hell we are. I need to know what the hell is going on.
Raph has accepted the job in Nottingham. I'm going with him. I'm leaving.
Zahira goes, leaving Greg looking stunned. Checking the coast's clear, Frida whips out her test results envelope and starts to open it.
You'll have to forgive me, I'm shocking with names. I want to say Freema.
Do I know you?
Jez. We met at the F1 summer drinks thing last year.
If you say so.
I heard you did a runner.
I had to go home for a couple of months. That's all.
And you managed to catch up. They didn't make you repeat to you.
It's really nice talking to you. I have to go back to AAU right now.
So, how did you do?
I don't know yet.
Me neither. I'm just on my way out to my supervisor. I swear I couldn't sleep last night.
You really think you could fail?
No. There's no way I failed, but...
Good. Good luck. See you later.
Jez falters.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's nothing.
No, you're not.
I came off my bike today. A car came from nowhere, that's all. Got a couple of bruised ribs. Anyway, you'll have to excuse me. I'm busting.
Looking concerned, Frida follows Jess upstairs into the gents' toilets.
So I thought you were busting?
Hello, this is supposed to be the little boys' room. Or is this some kind of weird Eastern European?
Jez winces over the sink.
Out, medical emergency! Okay, so, just a couple of bruised ribs, huh?
I'm a doctor. If it was anything serious, I'd know about it. I just need to sit here for a bit, that's all.
Okay, take off your jacket and your shirt.
Can I at least buy you a drink first? Fine. So the guy in the car was in a terrible state. I had to do a second intercostal insertion.
Had to, huh?
The guy couldn't breathe. All I needed was a tube. Incision, job done.
So what you're saying is that you could have waited for paramedics, but you wanted to show off. What if something gone wrong?
It didn't. See, I told you Freeman just bruising.
Take your boots off.
Jez rolls his eyes.
It's Frida. Frida Petrenko.
His foot's bruised.
And Frida is taking you to AU right now.
Yeah, that's gonna have to wait, Frida, till I've got my...
He takes his phone from his shirt pocket.
Apparently 30% of the year failed.
So, what's the plan? Diva retractor.
Swabs. I need to pack the cavity.
You're gonna stay on and play the little wifey? Can't see it somehow. This is ridiculous. You don't have to do this.
Do what? Suction. Right, where is that bleed coming from?
Is this because of a conference? Is that why?
Of course it isn't.
Greg and Sahira lock eyes for a moment. Then she looks in the man's cavity.
It's a capsular tear on his liver. We need a GS consult. Can you page the on-call consultant, please?
So let me get this straight. You're going to give all of this up, your precious cardiac trauma unit, for what?
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Have you told Hanson yet?
She concentrates.
Oh, man. You're going to break his heart. Assuming he has one.
This is Jez Atkins. What, did he send him over?
No, I picked him up in men's toilets. He's got extensive bruising.
Mild bruising.
Distension, raised temperature, and his pulse is over 90.
My temperature's only slightly raised, and my pulse is naturally quite high. As for the distension...
Jez is an F1.
Jez is an F1 and needs to go upstairs and get his results.
Oh, talking of which,
I haven't checked them yet.
Apparently, if you fail, you get hauled in front of Hanson. How scary would that be?
So, we would like 10 milligrams of morphine and abdo x-rays, please.
X-rays? Frida, come on, there's no need.
What department are you in?
Neurology.
Wow. Well, Jez, in neurology, you might be a doctor, but down here, you're just the patient, and Frida is your doctor, so I'm going to listen to what she's got to say rather than what you've got to say. Is that okay?
Look, I don't want to be rude, but you've clearly got a massive backlog here, so I don't know why you want to waste your time.
Jez collapses as he tries to stand. In the Darwin Theatre...
Mr. Hanson?
You page me? Ask for a GS consultant.
He has a capsular tear.
Quite so. So, more packs, please. Endiathermine, shark and cauterized.
Sahira takes an instrument.
Go.
Greg watches her as she cauterizes the tear.
2-0 vicryl stitch for Mr. Hanson, please.
Thank you, Miss Sharp.
Sahira's eyes flit over to Greg.
Now, do I detect a note of tension in here? I do hope not, because this is a crucial time for Holby.
Don't worry about us, Mr. H. We're like one big happy family here. Isn't that right, Sahira?
Well, am I missing something?
Sahira?
No, not at all.
Good. I'm still waiting to hear your full report from the conference, by the way. You'll need 2 26 Robinson drains to finish here. Clip, please. Good, thank you. So, I've been preparing the Beacon of Excellence portfolio. Obviously, cardiac trauma is one of the cornerstones of it, so I'd be very grateful for all the relevant facts as soon as you can manage them.
What kind of thing do you need?
Figures for the project to date, a full list of the funding that's already in place, but most importantly, perhaps, an idea of your future plans for the project.
I know we're late. The motorway was closed. But we left at 5 this morning to meet you. Just give me half an hour, please. How long to Waterman Road Dance Studios from here? I'll call you right back. How is he?
We managed to save your father's liver, but there may be complications.
So what do I do now?
You wait. Is there somewhere you need to be?
I have an audition today. Well, supposed to be half an hour ago.
You're an actor?
Dancer.
Right, so that's what your father was talking about when he was telling you to go.
Yeah, we left at 5 this morning just so he could get me down at Bessem.
So it's a big audition?
Yeah, it's a number one tour. Internationals, it's 9 months work. Every dancer I know is going up for it.
Well, you know, Waterman Road is 10 minutes away.
Hang on.
How long will the audition last?
Oh, 5 minutes. I'll be back in half an hour.
OK, well, we'll call you if there are any changes.
What if your dad suddenly wakes up?
Look, I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. It's all my mum and dad ever wanted for me. They gave up everything so I could dance. I owe it to him to get this job.
Of course you do. This is all for him. Nothing to do with what you want.
Zahira's unimpressed with Greg.
Could you check Mr. Slater's BP for me, please? And arrange for Miss Duggan to be discharged.
Oh, my goodness.
Sasha leans in close to Chrissy.
Thank you. You can go.
You bleep me.
We bleeped a GS console. I was expecting Malik.
Well, Malik's got a typically insane list today, so I'm here to help.
Not ideal.
Hardly.
They see Haleki looking at them.
So, who is this patient? Imogen...
White.
Something?
Known as Immy. Got kicked by a horse. Sasha, how are you, mate?
Good. Thanks, Dan. Yes. And you?
Never better. How was Oz?
Yes, great. Unbelievable, in fact.
Good. Really glad to hear it.
They become aware that they've been shaking hands for a bit too long.
So, you wanted a GS consult for Immy, was it?
Yeah, I'll introduce you.
Great, Immy.
Sasha shrugs, but Chrissy looks uneasy.
It may seem unimportant to you, but dancing is her life.
Do me a favour, her life's her life. Dancing's just a job.
Right, so Darwin Registrar is just a job.
Greg doesn't respond. Looking deflated, Zahira closes the door.
I've behaved badly. I know that.
Neither of us have exactly covered ourselves in glory.
What happened at the conference? It was a mistake. I had a lot to drink.
You kissed me like your life depended on it.
Look, I've got 3 weeks left here. You've been my best friend in this place. Now, we can spend them avoiding each other, working in painful silence, or we can remember what made us friends in the first place. Try and get back there. Make these last 3 weeks bearable, at least.
She goes to leave.
Sarah. I'll try.
Greg appears hurt. Michael finds Frida sitting in the stairwell.
There you are, Petrenko. Come on, you can't wander off like that. You know how busy we are.
Sorry.
All right, well, look, I got the x-rays back for your guy, Jez Atkins.
And?
You tell me.
She checks the results.
The abdomen is distended. And is that a mass?
I have the courage of your convictions, Petrenko.
It is a mass.
Yes, I would say so, with bells on it.
So, you think trauma caused that?
Well, I don't know. Did he have any symptoms before today?
Not at all.
Oh, well, then in that case, 100%. Trauma causes a retroperitoneal hematoma. It's textbook.
And what about the marks on his shins?
Well, he was on a motorcycle. He hits the tarmac, rolls 30 yards. What else did he expect? Anyway, we gotta get him to the theater, fix that bleed.
So? I mean, pause out of our misery.
Yeah.
Okay, I passed. Of course you did.
All right. Nurse McKee, let's prep Dr. Atkins for theater. Dr. Petrenko's gonna assist. I told you, nothing to worry about.
Frida's smile quickly fades.
How'd you get on? You get the part?
I know you think I'm a horrible person, leaving Dad like that.
Not at all. I get it. Dancing to your life.
Well, to answer your question, I didn't get it. I had to dope myself up on painkillers just to get through it, and they didn't even look at me. The other two girls were 19 and 20, boobs out to here, waists like this. Maybe he's done me a favor. 29. Time to give up.
29? You're only a baby.
Not in my world. He was convinced I was going to get this one. How do I tell him?
I'm not really in a position to give advice to anyone, but if your mind's made up, you really ought to tell him.
Personally, I think you should avoid upsetting him. We need to focus on making him better. You'll know when the time is right to tell him.
Sahira gives Greg a frosty look.
And what about that?
That is a little bit sore.
And that? Okay. Sorry. Right, Imi is presenting with abdominal bruising and increasing pain, and I think there is a possibility of rib fracture.
I'll get Chrissy to do another x-ray.
Oh, I can ask her. Or, I mean...
why don't you?
The patient notices the awkward atmosphere.
What's the story there?
Story?
The blonde nurse, Mr. Levy.
There is no story.
Oh, come on. Not exactly discreet, are they? Like a pair of teenagers.
I don't know what I was so worried about. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to beat me to a pulp after all.
He wouldn't dare. No one messes with my man.
Guys, you might want to tone down the lovey-dovey stuff. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but when patients start commenting, it just looks a bit unprofessional.
Of course.
Michael's in theatre.
What the hell?
Frida's lost in her own thoughts.
Petrenko.
Yes?
What's your opinion on this hematoma?
How bad is the bleed?
Well, where is your head? Do you see a bleed?
Well, no. It's more like... well, the bowel is blue-gray.
Yeah, exactly. That is not what we were expecting. Check out the texture.
It's got this papery feel. Could be fat wrapping.
Good guess, but wrong.
Okay, so if it is not a hematoma, then what is it?
Abscess, and it's not recent.
Oh. Okay, so it's some kind of infection.
Yeah. All right, we need to wash it out. Let's drain this mother, get a culture, and hot foot it to the lab. Scalpel, let's prep the swab. Okay, everyone. Get ready. Hold your noses.
Michael cuts the abscess, and Frida recoils at the smell.
Oh. Okay, suction. Strenko, insert the Robinson drains, wash it and close.
Michael watches closely as Frida washes the abscess, then applies suction. Something ruptures and sprays her with blood.
What the hell?
What'd you hit? All right, it's the spleen. Let's pack it.
They try to soak up the blood.
What's going on with you today, Petrenko? You're better than this.
Malcolm's panicking.
I thoroughly recommend you try not to get
Sadie.
Agitated, Mr. Waller.
Oh, Sadie.
You don't want to pull your drips out.
Oh, Sadie. Oh, what's she, Sadie?
Well,
look, you've got to go to that audition. You can't miss it. Just
shush. Shush. I went.
What?
I made it to the audition. I was a bit late, but when I explained...
BP's dropping.
Getting so distressed, is it going to help?
So how did it go?
Just listen to the doctor, okay?
Now, you've had a serious liver operation, Mr. Waller. It was successful, but you need to recover, so please try not to get worked up.
Malcolm turns to his daughter.
Well?
It went really well, Dad. I got the job.
I knew you would. I knew it. I knew you would.
Eddie finds Frida back in the stairwell, looking at her letter.
Frida. What's going on? It's like someone's taken your batteries out today. You heard Jez, right? Half of your year failed. And you passed. It's got to be good news, right?
I didn't pass.
What?
I lied. I have to see Hansen at 6 o'clock.
Chrissy, Sasha, and Dan are treating Imogen.
You've upped the relief?
Of course, but she's tachycardic and breathless.
What's her status?
BP's low, pain's increased.
I'm concerned there's abdo damage or a bleed.
Well, the x-ray doesn't show anything. So I think we should do an exploratory laparotomy.
What does that mean?
We need to get you into theatre.
No. No theatre. I need to get back to the stables. I've just spoken to the vet and he's about to do an x-ray.
Amy, we need to get a full picture of what's going on, OK?
Surely we could do that with a CT scan.
Well, the laparotomy gives us a much better idea.
You heard the patient, Sasha. She doesn't want to go into theatre.
With all due respect...
With all due respect to you, I'm the consultant here.
Yes, but you're an orthopaedic consultant. I'm a general surgeon. She's tachycardic, with exterior bruising and hypertensive.
Chrissy, could you book the CT scan at the room?
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you, Mr. Levy. I can take it from here.
Chrissy looks at Dan and Sasha, then quietly slips away. Frida's on her way out.
Really, Petrenko? You're going to disappear on us again?
For God's sake, I'm just taking a breather. Running as far as the bus stop.
Since when did you start smoking? Eddie told me. You need to keep this in perspective.
Your perspective and my perspective are two very different things.
So what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You retake your rotation. Big deal. Come here.
Michael walks over to a table and sits. Then Frida slowly follows.
It's not that simple.
Why not?
I've quit twice before. And the last time, they let me onto an F1 course only because Mr. Hope wrote the letter.
Well, until at least 6 o'clock, you are my F1. And right now, I could really use your help on AAU.
Yeah, why? So they could come and stand like a zombie in the theater? How much help was it earlier?
Actually, a lot. Splenic bleed you saw was from the trauma. Had nothing to do with the drain insert. And I was wrong about the hematoma. You were right. There was obviously a pre-existing condition.
But Jez said
Did
it
you
was...
ever think that Jez may not be telling you the whole truth?
Mr. Hansen. Mr. Douglas.
Greg hesitates.
Well? No, forget about it. Nothing. Sorry to bother you.
Mr. Douglas.
It's something you ought to know. About Sahira.
What about her?
Sahira rounds the corner as their conversation comes to an end.
The patient's being prepped?
His breathing suddenly became more laboured. BP's dropped. 80 over 50.
Scans, please.
You see shadows possible.
I do have eyes, Miss Shah. What are your thoughts, please?
Broken ribs, blood in the chest cavity, blunt aortic injury?
More precisely,
distal aorta.
Do we know if the RTA was a front or side-on impact?
Side-on, according to the CTU report.
Which means what is most at risk, Miss Shah?
Proximal descending aorta.
Correct. Mr. Douglas will not be joining us for surgery. Two pairs of hands will be sufficient. The brutal thing about a side-on impact, you never do see it coming.
Sahira shrinks at Hansen's pointed remark. Then she looks back at a sheepish Greg.
No can do. I've got a list longer than Hansen's trousers.
I need a GS surgeon with me on this one.
See that big guy over there?
He's busy. AAU patients.
That's not busy to me.
Look, Malik, just help me out here, will you?
All right. If you'll admit what this is really about.
I don't know what you mean.
What? Doesn't bother you that Sasha and Chris...
I'm an adult.
That's right. And in my experience, you're really good at expressing your emotions, not one for keeping things bottled up, right? Look, Dan, if it was me...
You're not me. You're nothing like me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Dan, but I'm just too busy to take over from Sasha today. Guess you're just going to have to work with the man.
Chrissy heard.
No, this isn't easy for you. It's not easy for any of us.
Seemed pretty easy for you. What was it, 2-3 days after we cancelled the wedding with you and me?
Dan, please.
Sorry. You're right.
Transverse section of the peritoneum. Left kidney, spine, and...
Well, no wonder she's in so much pain.
Bleed?
Her right kidney has been smashed to smithereens. What a mess.
She said the horse slammed her against the stool.
Must have been one hell of a kick. I can also see there's a fresh heterogeneous intrarenal hematoma.
Any leakage?
Well, no active hemorrhage or urinary leakage that I can see, but it doesn't look great.
Dan, we need to get her into the theatre.
Dan walks out, leaving Sasha frustrated.
Can we give him some own egg blood through the rapid infuser, please? Come on, we don't have time to waste here.
In a hurry, Miss Shah. Somewhere else you need to be.
Scissors. I meant the patient.
Hansen cuts the thread.
Thank you.
Remove the distal and proximal clamps.
Blood squirts from the tear Sahira just stitched up.
Swab and suction. The patient needs more blood.
Hansen helps.
Okay, it's a suture line. More 3-O-proline.
As Hansen applies suction to the cavity, Sahira skillfully adds more stitches to stop the bleed.
Excellent. Output good. There's no feeling like it, is there? The exquisite choreography of theatre.
Nope.
So you'd really be prepared to give it all away, would you, just to escape an overbearing Irish colleague?
What?
Well, I can't think of any other reason why you'd abandon a job most surgeons in the country would kill for.
Sasha and Dan are in theatre.
All right, soft bowel retractor, please.
They've opened up Imogen.
Wow.
Can you mobilise the kidney?
Yeah, it's bleeding hard. Suction, please. Look, there's no way we can save it. I recommend a nephrectomy and sacrifice the kidney. From the CT, the other one is functioning properly.
Let's do it.
Great. Pair of Roberts clips. Thank you.
They both concentrate on the operation.
Listen, Dan.
You don't
have to. Please, hear me out. Just let me explain, OK? Clip on the ureter. Scissors, please. And stand by with a 3-0 PDS suture. Thank you.
Dan applies the clip.
The first thing I would like to say is, of course, I'll be reimbursing you for the Australia tickets.
Forget about it.
Please, it's the least I can do. Now, I don't expect to be your best buddy, but if we're going to be working together, we should at least be on civil terms. What do you reckon?
Understood.
I mean, you know, it's not as though there was any kind of overlap. You know, you and she had your amicable parting, and then...
Is that what she said?
Yeah, absolutely. And Chrissy explained everything to me. You and she just wanted... that's it. Different things.
Sasha registers the anger in Dan's eyes.
You can close up.
Dan storms out, leaving Sasha and the theatre assistants confused.
This has nothing to do with Mr. Douglas.
So why?
My husband's been offered a job.
Your husband's an anaesthetist, is he not?
And what's that got to do with anything?
Because anaesthetists are two a penny, whereas a surgeon of your calibre is not.
That's not the point.
Yes, it is. It's very much the point. I put my professional neck on the line for your cardiac trauma unit. Now you're telling me that you're going to abandon it because your husband is fed up with changing nappies.
We'll give the cardiac trauma unit to someone else.
Sir Fraser Anderson called me this morning. He's just become chairman of a new SHA and he's asked me to take over the running of Manchester Royal.
Well, that's amazing.
I said no.
Why?
Because I believe in what we're building here. I believe this is just the beginning.
Well, some things are more important than work.
Yes, if you're a number cruncher in a bank or a second-rate dancer, I suppose they are.
My family will always come first.
You won't be happy, you know that, do you? Every day you'll feel vaguely unfulfilled and you'll come to resent that husband of yours.
Don't you ever presume to tell me about my marriage.
What you felt in there, just now, you won't feel that anywhere else or with anyone else.
You're right. I do need to get away from an overbearing colleague. You just picked the wrong one.
Dan has a private word with Chrissy in the consultant's office.
How could you?
I haven't said anything to anyone, I promise you. The last person I would tell is Sasha.
He told me how you'd explained everything. How we wanted different things.
Well, we do, don't we?
I wanted to marry you. You were the one that couldn't handle...
Couldn't handle what? You can't even say it.
I'm sorry. Chrissy, I have made a big mistake letting you go. A huge mistake. I can't believe you don't regret it too.
What are you talking about?
You and Sasha leave you. I mean, what even is that?
What do you mean?
You used to laugh at the fact that he'd fathered your baby. It was an accidental one-night stand. He's not good enough for you. I mean, look at him.
You don't know him.
You and he won't last 5 minutes.
Don't do this, Dan.
You are making a fool of yourself, jumping into some rebound fling.
It's not that.
No. Chrissy Williams wouldn't fall for just anyone, would she? It's not like I haven't slept with half the hospital.
Sasha loves me for who I am, not for how I make him look. And I'm sorry we've hurt your pride, and I'm sorry that we've handled this so badly. But Sasha Levy is more of a man than you will ever be. Deal with it.
Dan's hurt by her outburst. Frida's talking to Jez.
Abdominal pain, cramps, weight loss, joint pain, nausea. Right. Diarrhea. Any blood? How long?
A couple of weeks, maybe more.
You told me you didn't have any of these symptoms until today.
Patients lie, Frida. Didn't they teach you that at medical school?
No, you deliberately sabotaged my diagnosis.
I didn't mean to, but you wouldn't let it go. You just kept on and on.
Successful diagnosis depends on complete patient history. Didn't they teach you that in medical school?
I don't have time to be ill.
So you just ignore your symptoms.
I always planned to get myself sorted as soon as I got my F1 results.
And was it worth it?
They're being brought down to me. They should be here any minute. So, how about you?
I have to go see Hansen at 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Frida, blood and culture results.
Frida and Eddie look grimly at the test results.
So, you think it's Crohn's? Well, if you're right, it's going to be 2-3 months on the sidelines.
Well, I don't know if I'm right for sure. It's just a theory.
Come on, Frida. What'd I tell you? Courage of your convictions.
I want to be 100% certain before I tell him anything. So I would like an endoscopy.
All right.
Frida gazes through the window at Jez. Sadie holds Malcolm's hand.
Hi, Dad. How are you feeling?
Like someone's done a rumba up and down my chest.
Well, you've been through a lot of surgery, Mr. Waller. Blood pressure's looking steady, though.
Hear that, Sadie? Back on the road in no time, eh? First night, here we come.
Don't think about that now.
I can't let the grass grow, can you, Doctor?
Certainly not.
So, hey. When's the first day of rehearsals? I'll have to go sort you out some good digs.
No, we won't. I didn't get it.
I don't understand what you said.
I can't do this anymore, Dad. I'm too old. I can't carry on schlepping myself to endless auditions I'm never going to get.
Well, come on. You just failed one audition.
Don't. Dad, look at you. You're so tired you fell asleep at the wheel. I've only let you carry on because I knew how much you wanted it for me.
I promised your mother.
I had a chance then. Not anymore.
What have we done it all for, then? You tell me. Just for you to give up now.
Dad, please.
Everything your mum and I did for you. No. You can't give up. You can't.
Hansen leaves the room and approaches Sahira.
If you were guaranteed a consultancy within 6 months, say, considerable uplift in salary, would that make any difference?
She shakes her head.
Sorry.
Right. I've spoken to Human Resources. You have 3 weeks leave outstanding from last year. That, coupled with the standard notice period and a period of goodwill, shall we call it gardening leave, means that we've decided it would be best if you were to leave immediately at the end of your shift.
What? But today?
As you say, you've made your mind up. The lady's not for turning. No point in prolonging your exit. Would you be so kind as to hand your pass into security before you go?
Sahira finds Greg slumped in a chair in the on-call room.
I'm sorry. I thought he was going to stop you going. He's a lot more cunning than I am.
Actually, it had the opposite effect. He wants me to leave today.
What? He can't do that.
Apparently he can.
Just tell me what to do. I'll step right back. Give you all the breathing space you need, whatever it takes, I promise. But don't go.
This isn't about you.
What is it about?
Ravi hasn't worked in a year. He's stayed at home. He's looked after the kids. He's supported me. It's his turn now.
What kind of man lets his wife give up her top career? If I was your husband...
Thank you. Thank you. You have no idea what a marriage is.
She heads for the door.
Don't leave without saying goodbye.
She stops and exchanges a sad look with Greg before slipping away. Imogen is awake.
A post-op infection.
It looks like it could be, yes.
Who operated on me?
Well, Mr. Levy and I operated together. Then he closed you up.
So this is your fault?
Well, hang on a minute.
Oh, you were the one pushing to cut me open.
Initially, yes.
He tried to get rid of you. He wanted to get a proper doctor.
Well, what do you think I am?
I don't even know. You just seem to spend your time flirting with her. Mr. Hamilton here actually listens to his patients. This is all your fault. I should sue you.
No. It's nobody's fault. I'm afraid it's just bad luck.
Bad luck?
All operations carry some risk of infection. And if we hadn't operated on you, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We can fight it with antibiotics and you'll be fine.
So you're closing ranks. Doctors together.
I know that you're angry, but the truth is, this is nobody's fault.
Sasha seems impressed with Dan. Imogen takes a call from the vet, and elsewhere, Jez is wheeled into a treatment room.
And you're absolutely sure you saw ulcers in the GI tract?
Positive. All his other symptoms pointed to it, and GI ulcers just confirmed it.
About 2 months of inflammation in the digestive system. No wonder he was exhausted.
Yeah, it would have also affected his eyesight, which is why he might not have seen the car coming at him.
You want me to break the news to him?
No, he's my patient. It should be me.
Frida. It's time.
Frida rolls her eyes and heads off. Hansen sitting in his office, holding a phone to his chin and wearing an intense expression. After a few moments, he dials a number on the phone.
Yes, this is Henrik Hansen. Would you ask Sir Fraser to give me a call as soon as he gets in, please? Sends the Manchester Royal.
Frida's about to knock on Hansen's office when the door opens.
Dr. Petrenko?
Yeah. In my letter and said I'm supposed to come and see you at 6 p.m.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, come in.
She steps inside.
I don't understand.
Well, it's simple. You've achieved the highest score in the region.
Oh, you're just being sarcastic. What you're saying is that I got the worst mark in the region, right?
No, I assure you I'm as surprised as you are. I'd always assumed you were middle tier at best. But no. Hard empirical evidence would suggest otherwise.
This is one of the weirdest moments of my life.
Yes, well, thank you for your time, Dr. Petrenko, and congratulations indeed.
Yeah. Right, you too.
For what am I to be congratulated?
I don't know.
running the hospital. Nice job. Shake yourself by the hand.
Thank you, Dr. Petrenko.
As she leaves, Hansen manages a little smile. Chrissy goes to see Dan.
Thank you for sticking up for Sasha back there.
It's the least I could do, after acting like such a jackass all day.
No.
Yes. The truth is, I thought I'd be fine with all this. But when I saw you and Sasha together, usually when you break up with someone, that's it. They're out of your life. You can move on, but...
It all happened so quickly. I wanted a chance to talk to you.
I'll be okay. Don't you worry about me.
I can't help it. Just because we're not together doesn't mean I don't care. I want to see you happy. And I am sure the right person is just around the corner.
He clams up.
I should finish these notes.
He focuses on his work, refusing to make eye contact.
And how are you, Mr. Waller?
I feel like a prize chump.
Well, I'm afraid there's very little I can do about that.
And my wife and I were dancers. Ballroom, a bit of Latin. Won a few competitions. Nothing fancy. My wife, Wendy, she always regretted giving it up. And she was determined that our Sadie, she would make it in the way she hadn't.
Well, that's a common complaint, isn't it? Many parents try to live vicariously through their children.
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly what it was, yeah. Yeah, we was trying to live through her. And that's not fair, is it? I mean, it's her life. She's the one who should be living it.
But you gave her discipline, a sense of vocation. She should be grateful to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure she is, but my wife died 10 years ago.
Mr. Waller, I'm your consultant surgeon. Family counselling's out of my remit, I'm afraid. But I would say that perhaps you've answered your own question. Excuse me.
Hansen sees that he has an incoming call from Sir Fraser.
Have you got 5 minutes?
Certainly. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I would expect you to be happy about now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and tell him that he's got Crohn's disease. And I've got top marks.
Hey, Petrenko, do not feel guilty. Now, I know what you've been through, and you have earned this. Never doubt that.
She holds Michael's gaze.
Дякую.
She stares across the ward at Jez, who responds with a curious look. Greg's talking to Hansen.
I know you and I have not always seen eye to...
Could we skip the preamble, Mr. Douglas?
She's making a huge mistake.
That's your opinion.
Oh, come on.
Mind your tone, please.
You brought her here. You gave her CTU. Everyone knows you've been controlling her career for the last 20 years, so why are you letting her do this?
I'm not letting her do anything. She's chosen to leave for personal reasons. I don't pretend to understand them, but we must respect them, must we not? Why are you taking such an interest?
Sahira's my friend. I respect her.
Not enough to trust her to make her own decision.
You don't want her to leave any more than I do.
I'm not entirely sure what you expect me to do, Mr. Douglas.
I expect you to do whatever it takes.
Jez is dealing with the bad news.
I'd half suspected it might be Crohn's, but managed to convince myself it was bad eating and too much caffeine.
Yeah. You can convince yourself of pretty much anything if you try hard enough.
So, how'd it go with Hansen?
Oh, fine. I didn't fail after all.
Good. I'm really pleased for you.
And you?
Didn't quite cut it. Looks like I might have to do my F1 again.
I'm sorry.
Not that that makes much difference now. So what's your next rotation?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I know you might not see anything positive in this right now, but I'm the one who knows everything about second chances. It's just a minor setback. You can come back bigger and the better.
Maybe I'll do my rotation here.
Yeah. Come back in a year, when I'm a CT1. I know how much you enjoy a scary Ukrainian woman barking orders at you.
And next time I try and remember your name.
Good. It's Dr. Frida Petrenko. Remember that?
They share a smile as she turns away. He watches her leave, then sinks back into his pillow and closes his eyes. Hansen's on his mobile.
Thank you again, Sir Fraser. It was an extremely flattering offer, but I'm afraid it's going to be a no. I've never believed in leaving a job half finished. Bye for now.
As soon as he hangs up, he dials a number from his office phone.
Anna, this is Henrik Hansen. I have an urgent request, please.
How are you feeling? Temperature's dropped. Antibiotics are kicking in.
I'm feeling much better, thank you. I'm afraid I've been rather aggressive and rude all day.
Not at all.
Will you apologise to Mr. Levy for me?
Sure.
I think I've just been taking out my guilt on all of you.
Guilt for what?
It's a tricky business, breeding horses. You can't cheat. Unless a horse is conceived by the witnessed natural mating of a stallion and a mare, the jockey club won't let you register the foal as a thoroughbred.
And that's where the money is?
Mm. Niven's the most beautiful stallion I have ever had, but he's, shall we say, a reluctant performer.
You can lead a horse to water?
If he can't prove himself, then his stud fee would be non-existent. It won't even be worth my while to keep him financially. It's my livelihood. We're past estrus now, but I've had a mare under heat lamps to prolong her season. And this morning, we were trying to force him.
Ah, and that's when he kicked off.
Poor old Niven.
How is he, by the way?
Oh, he's fine. Panic over. Vet says it's a mild fracture.
That is good news.
I've learnt my lesson. Can't fight nature, can you?
Imogen's words ring true with Dan, and he walks away to mull things over. Sadie's standing outside her father's room, looking in through the window. Zahira walks up to her.
You spoken to him?
It's gonna be so weird. It's been our life for so long. Me and him. Auditions, jobs, work. Not even sure who I am without it.
But you're about to find out.
Your father is going to need you over the next few weeks. Months even.
Be nice to have a chance to look after him for once. Thank you. And will you thank Mr. Hansen for me too?
Sure.
Dan leaves the hospital and sees Chrissy and Sasha together.
Hey, Mr. Hamilton. Nice day at the office.
I've had better.
Oh, yeah. Must have been a bit cosy, but still. You managed to front it out?
I apologise for snapping earlier. It was uncalled for.
It's cool. You know, I was just heading down to the pub for a pint. I suppose you...
I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you change your mind.
Thanks.
Dan watches Sasha climb into his car next to Chrissy, then he walks off alone. Greg catches up with Sahira.
Your shift's almost over.
I don't believe you're really going to go.
Well, let's just pretend that I'm not.
Why?
That way we won't have to go through the awful, awkward goodbyes.
Good. Because I'm still trying to get over the last one.
She keeps her head down.
Right, so tonight is like any other night, and I shall be back here tomorrow morning, same as ever.
I'll see you tomorrow, then.
I shall see you tomorrow.
They go to shake hands, but it becomes a tender moment between them.
Sarah.
He moves towards her, but she pulls her hand free from his to answer a call from Raffi.
Hi, darling.
Greg looks hurt. Later, Sahira calls for the lift, and as the doors slide open, Hansen steps out.
Ah, I was just popping up to say goodbye. I'm sorry we haven't had a chance.
I've just spoken to Raffi.
Everything in place for Nottingham?
This is your doing, isn't it?
I'm sorry, what is?
I know it's you, Henrik. The fact that Raffi's just been offered another anaesthetist job out of the blue with a higher pay grade than Nottingham, I'm supposed to believe that that's just a coincidence.
I don't know. Where's the offer from?
Henrik!
Oh, it's not too late for you to change your mind about leaving, by the way. I've arranged a locum to cover you in the short term.
And what makes you think that I change my mind?
No, I was just availing you of the options, but I suppose if your husband's offer's from a hospital in St. Truro or the Shetland Islands...
Oh, you know very well where it's from. It's from Holby General.
Really? That's a happy coincidence, isn't it? I had no idea. Enjoy the holiday. See you in a few weeks.
Hansen walks away, and Sahira watches him with an exasperated expression. She steps into the lift, and the doors slowly close on her.